Come in to the Author's Corner. Today, Joe Ivester reads from The Outskirts of Hope, a memoir of the 1960s Deep South.
I was only 10 back in 1967 when my family moved to an all-black town in Mississippi where my dad was a doctor. I can recall my mother's true stories. Soon after my father's clinic opened, my mom heard a knock at our front door. An elderly man in a black suit held a black hat, giving him an air of Sunday service. He had a note from Dad's prescription pad. It said, "Please feed." As the man mumbled, "Doc said I should give you this message," I saw how painfully thin he was, his cheeks caved in. The scribbled note was Dad's attempt to maintain his patient's dignity. Dad had asked, "Would you mind bringing my wife this message?" Right away, Mom said, "I was just about to have lunch. I hate eating alone." Another time, Mom said my friend and I could play on the toy horses in front of the grocery store in the next town over, a town where white folks lived as well as black. Some white lady grabbed me by my arm and pulled me off the horse and said, "Does your mother know you're playing with a black boy?" That's not actually what she said. She used the N-word. Anyway, when I said, "Yes, ma'am," she said, "I've heard about your family. You better clear out of here before my husband makes you stop messing around with that heathen." I'm author Joe Ivester.
Reading from The Outskirts of Hope, published by She Writes Press. Learn more at authorscorner.org.